afternoon, brothers and sisters.
姊妹,
I am glad to be here to join you once again as we look into God's Word and He teaches us today.
今天很高兴又能和大家在一起来一起学习神的话语。
It would be very wise if we would read Psalm 127, five verses today, first in Mandarin, and then in English, and I believe it's printed here for you, so that we get a sense of what God wants to say and where.
今天我邀请大家一起来读诗篇127篇1到5节，我们先读英文，然后读中文，这个在我们的周报上也有。
Mandarin first.
我们先读中文，好的。好，我们大家一起来读诗篇127篇第1节。 所罗门上行之诗：若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。 儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，箭袋充满的人，便为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。And
in English, those of you who want to join me, Psalm 127, verses 1 through 5. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. I'll go from there. For He grants sleep to those He loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Very good. When I was here last time, we taught from the first two verses. And you, if you were here, you may not remember that, but today we're going to try to go. We're going to go through the rest of the psalm and finish it so that it's a total package in five verses.
上次我在这里的时候跟大家一起学习了1到2节，今天我们把整个3到5节都学习完。Do
you like to be reminded?
大家喜欢不喜欢被提醒？
Last month we were reminded that it was Mother's Day. And so we honored mothers, and that we needed that reminder.
上个月我们知道是母亲节，我们希望被提醒说要过母亲节。And
coming up this month is going to be Father's Day, and we need the reminders.
这个月呢是父亲节，我们也希望能够相互提醒。When
I travel on a plane, I like to be reminded by text. When the departure date, when the date is, the time, how to get my boarding passes early, and what the luggage allowances are. I like to be reminded.
我在坐飞机的时候，我喜欢被提醒，说是日期、时间，还有怎么样办理登机手续，还有就是，我能带多重的行李。Some
people who remind me are very helpful.
有些人对我的提醒是很有帮助。
But some people who remind me, they just nag and scold and maybe accuse.
但是有些人的提醒其实是在唠叨，在训斥。
Not often, but sometimes you can hear it in the tone of the reminder.
这个不常发生，但是你听他们的口气就可以听得出来。
My wife, for 48 years, has been trying to find that balance between reminding and nagging.
她说我的太太 在过去结婚的好many年，40年，她想要找到一个平衡点，就是到底是提醒还是在抱怨。
She's very good at finding the balance. And only sometimes does she go over the line.
她是一个非常好的，正好能够恰到好处，但是有的时候也有点过分。
And if I know what she's going to say, and she goes over the line, I tend to step back and wait.
其实我知道她要说什么，如果她说的比较强烈，我就会有些退让让步。
Actually, it's not waiting. She watches my face and the body language.
其实她也很注意我的这个身体的这个表情。
And then she knows where to stop or where to alter her tone.
她也知道什么时候停住或者改变她说话的口气。
It's a very delicate balance.
所以这是一个非常微妙的一个平衡。
And especially difficult between husband and wife.
特别是夫妻之间。
And between parents and children.
然后或者是父母跟孩子之间。
And sometimes between grandparents and grandchildren.
或者是跟爷爷奶奶跟孙子孙女之间。
Have you noticed that God often has to remind his people of what he says is important?
神很多的时候要提醒他的子民哪些是重要的。
We tend to forget.
因为我们常常的忘事。
And so Paul knew this, and in 2 Peter, Chapter 1, verses 13 and 15, he said this.
使徒保罗他知道如何提醒人，在彼得后书一章十二到十五节里，他说。
He said, I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have.
他说，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。
He says, I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
Because I know I will soon put my body aside as our Lord has clearly made it clear to me.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things.
并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
It will be the Holy Spirit who will help what Paul wrote or taught. It will be the Holy Spirit's job to then help us not to forget. Amen?
保罗写这些 是因为圣灵的启示，我们也希望圣灵也在我们中间动工，让我们能够记住这些事。
And Psalm 127 has been said to be one of the most practical psalms ever written.
这个诗篇127篇是最与生活相关的一个诗篇之一，或者说是最接地气的一个诗篇。
When I hear practical, I think of Chinese people.
我一想到非常现实实际，我就想到中国人。
The questions sometimes they really ask are very practical questions.
因为我们都喜欢问非常现实实际的问题。
This practical psalm addresses two areas where we spend most of our lives.
这个与实际生活相关的诗篇，它关注我们生活中最重要的两个方面。
And the areas are work and children.
就是工作和孩子。
And work and children are the two areas with Muldoon. They conflict, they clash with each other, and they need lots of our attention, and they need lots of our energy.
因为工作和孩子这两个，他们经常彼此在争夺我们的注意力和我们的精力体力。
And so, as we look at those two areas and try to balance them, we need the Lord's wisdom and teaching how to do this.
我们在这两个方面要平衡的话，我们要从神那里得到智慧和教导。
The first point I want to make in a quick review of verse 1 is we need to invite God to come into our lives and help us build and protect what we build.
我们今天要学习的第一点就是我们要邀请神来到我们的生活中来建造和保护。
no one that we love and no job or career that we have and nothing that we own, not even our personal health, can be saved only by our own efforts to protect them.
靠我们自己的力量是无法保护我们的家人，我们的工作、职业，或者甚至是我们的身体。
All of the areas in our temporary lives here on earth, they are in danger of being lost or destroyed or damaged or stolen.
我们在这世上短暂生活的一切都有失去的危险，都会被损坏或者被偷窃。
And if we become fearful of losing these things, we become imbalanced.
如果我们害怕失去这些东西，我们就会心里就不平衡。
And being imbalanced never pleases God.
我们这种心理的不平衡是不会讨神喜悦的。
What pleases Him is having biblical faith in Him.
我们必须有从圣经来的属灵的这种信心，才能讨神的喜悦。
What pleases God is when we learn to commit more and more our thoughts and our habits and our activities to His guidance and His protection.
我们如果把我们的心思意念和我们生活各个方面让神来保守或者保护，我们就可以讨神的喜悦。
Hebrews 11:6 reminds us, and you're familiar with this, and without faith it is impossible to please God.
我们都知道希伯来书的十一章六节说到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to God must believe that He exists.
因为来到神面前的人必须相信有神。
And that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
且信他赏赐那些寻求他的人。
God can be found especially by people who are hungry and eager to find Him.
对于那些饥渴、迫切要寻求神的人，神就让他们寻见。
And so the invitation is whatever we are building and whatever we are creating, be sure that we include God in building it and asking Him to protect that which is truly His work.
所以今天我们学习的功课就是，不管我们在做什么样的事，建造什么样的工作，我们都要邀请神来建造和来保守。
Now we know that in our brain. We know that idea to invite God in. We know it up here, right?
我们可能脑子里有这样一个概念，就是要邀请神来与我们一起。
But they say the longest distance in the world is from here to here.
有人说全世界最长的距离就是从脑子到我们的手。
Many, many Christians are brain deep.
很多基督徒就是他们的脑筋非常的深刻。
Lots of information.
有脑子里有很多的信息。
But many Christians, I find, are life shallow.
但是他们的生活其实很肤浅。
It doesn't often get from here to here.
他们学到的脑子里学到的东西进不到心里。
So we become imbalanced.
所以我们的生活就没有平衡。
The writer of the Psalm, King Solomon, was the wisest man who ever lived.
这首诗篇的作者是所罗门，他是最有智慧的人。
He was brain deep.
他有丰富的知识。
He knew what God wanted.
他知道神要他做的。
But he didn't translate from here to here.
但是他没有从这里到心到他的心。
So he had his many wives and many concubines, and they turned his heart away from God to his own self.
所以圣经里记载他有很多的嫔妃，他离神越来越远。
That's not to blame the women. That's to say he knew what he had to do, but he didn't do it, and so he was taken away from what he should have done.
所以他就是一个脑子里清楚，但是却行不出来，就离与神的关系就越来越远。
So there's our example. The wisest couldn't do it, but in Christ we have a good chance to regularly ask him to protect us and to please guide us.
所以光有聪明这个智慧还是不行，需要神来亲自的带领我们。
And in verse 3, in a quick view, God gives the best rest and the best balance.
今天我们学习的这是第二节里讲到，神给我们工作和休息有最好的平衡。
And he tells us in verse 2, it's hollow, it's empty. If you rise up early, you stay up late, you work really hard, because that's good. But then he gives you sleep.
在这第二节里，你们可以，大家可以看到，诗人写道，你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本来是枉然，但是耶和华说，亲爱的，他必叫他安然睡觉。
Does anybody in here ever have trouble sleeping?
我们中间有没有睡眠有问题的人？
I don't think you're going to raise your hand. Well, if you raise your hands, thank you. Yeah. Sometimes our sleep patterns are off, and then hopefully they return to more normal.
的确有的时候我们偶尔会睡眠有问题，但是很多时候又会回来。
Let me give you the conversation. When God gives the gift of sleep, especially to his beloved,
我们今天要看到就是如果神给他爱他的人给他们睡眠这个礼物。
He wants us to take our hands off of what he's doing in our lives.
他需要我们就是从我们平时做的这些事里要得到要放手。
Is there anybody in your family who always wants to be the boss?
我们在家里有没有常常想要做主？
Sometimes it switches, but there might be somebody who always wants to be the boss.
是不是有人一直就想做 boss 老板？
When you go to sleep, you are supposed to stop being the boss.
你在睡觉的时候，真正是应该放手，不再做主。
If you say I receive the gift of sleep, I'm going to let you work what you want to work while I'm sleeping, and I'm going to take my hands off of your work.
我们从神那里得到睡眠这个礼物，其实就是说晚上的时候我们睡觉的时候让神来工作。
You are the boss. While I sleep, you do your work and refresh me so I can wake up and return to what you have done while I've been sleeping.
所以求神来工作，我来休息，等到明天早晨我们再继续的工作。
So the gift while we are sleeping, especially to his peopleis a very good rest from the Lord and a statement to him, you are the boss, I'm taking my hands off my troubles, I'm giving them to you, I'll see you in the morning, Lord willing.
所以这个神给我们的这个礼物就是让我们意识到神是掌控一切，他是真正的主。
And so, if we do that regularly, we say to him, Lord, we know you're good,
所以我们真要清楚这一点，我们就会对神说，我们神啊，你是美好的。
By sleeping well, we say, we know you're good, and we know you are the boss and in control of all of life. We know that, so we're going to let you do that.
所以我们如果能安然的睡觉，我们其实就在跟神说，我们相信你，我们知道你是一个好的神，会掌管一切。
And this morning in our church in Tukwila, we were reminded in Revelation 1,that God is in control of all nations.
今天早晨牧师在讲到，在另一个教会讲到启示录里边，就讲到神掌控一切。
God is in control of all nations, including North Korea and other countries that seem troublesome. He's still in control.
神今天也在掌权，比如说北朝鲜还有其他国家这些事情。
Amen or not amen?
大家同意吗?
I say, how 不好? Good or bad? Good, right? Okay, now, we switch over now to the last portion of Psalm 103. It's verses 3 through 5, which we've read. This is great.
所以我们现在呢就来到我们今天要学习的第三节和第五到第五节。
So now God chooses which women he will make mothers. Okay, so he's going to give a gift.To mothers, to certain women.
神选择他的子民们，就姊妹们，哪些可以做母亲？ 他就把这个礼物给他。
So he says to the mother, behold, take a good look now. Be slow and take along the children are a gift from me to you.
在第三节里开头那个字是说看啊，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Children are a gift. Let's just say that the woman has a husband. Children are a gift to the woman, the mother, and the husband, or the, and the, I'll leave it at that, and the husband.
也就是说，儿女是母亲和父亲，是神给他们的礼物和产业。
But he starts with the word behold.
这个开始这个字说看。
Really take a look at what's happening.
让他们专注地去观察。
Don't rush. Pay close attention to this child I'm giving you.
不能着急，要花时间仔细地看这个赐的孩子。
Get close, linger, and spend time examining and savoring. This is a gift to you.
要近距离地、很仔细地看，因为这是神给他们的礼物。
And so, the Christian writer Eugene Peterson says this.
有一个基督徒作家叫 Peterson， 他写道
：At our birth, we are named, not numbered.
他说，在出生的时候，我们每个人都有一个名字，而不是给了一个号码。
Yeah. So if you're asked your name, you don't say, "My number is 672349."
他我们问到你叫什么，我们不是说我们数字我们是什么一个数字98
No, just make up the word. Yeah, but no, they want to hear a name, not a number, right?
我们知道，我们希望能听到一个名字。
你什么名字 ？My children used to be asked that in China all the time. What's your name? And they didn't count in Chinese and give them numbers. They gave them their name.
所以我们当被问到名字的时候，我们都是给他们一个名字。
When we get names, it says to God, we recognize this is a special human being, not a number.
所以我们给孩子起名字，就告诉这是一个非常尊贵的一个人，而不是只是一个数字。
I am this person, not this person.
而且可以区分这个人和那个人。
And Eugene Peterson said when he got ready to baptize children in Christian families,
这个彼得森他牧师他说他在受洗坛前给婴儿受洗礼的时候
he'd ask the parents, what is the Christian name of this infant?
他说我就问婴孩的父母说这个孩子的教名或者叫受洗名是什么
he didn't say,What is this child's future social security number?
他没有问这个孩子他的社会安全号是什么。
But he was also asking, who is this child I'm holding?
他说是不是在问他们我抱的这孩子是谁。
He's asking partly, who do you want this child to become?
他说我其实在问婴孩的父母是你们希望这个孩子长大以后成为什么样的人
What are your visions for this little life?
你们对这个生命的意向和愿景是什么
Now if you say to the Lord I want this child to go to an extremely good college
你可能说我想这孩子去上名校
I want this child to be extremely wealthy so he or she has lots of choices in life
我希望这孩子变得非常的富有
If you want them to marry I wantyou to help them marry somebody very beautiful, how kind, very beautiful.
他们结婚要找个非常漂亮或者俊的人。
So he, when the Lord asks you who is, when you ask the Lord, who is this child, he's probably going to help you say, this is a child I want you to train to become godly. Malachi.
所以在问父母这个问题的时候，其实在想告诉他们，希望他们能够训练这个孩子按照神的这个旨意
When people who haven't seen me or my wife for many years ask us How are your two sons?
我和我太太有时候遇到人很多年没见人他就会问我们孩子怎么样
I say to, I'm practicing hard so I can say to them when they ask me that question.
我也在思考回答这个问题，所以。
Nathan and Joel, my two sons, are following the Lord in their own faith.
所以我可以告诉别人说，两个孩子，一个 Nathan 一个 Joel, 说他们都按照神的心意在走人生的道路。
And when they hear this, they know some things that we consider our children, when they follow Christ, that is the most important decision and lifestyle we can ever pray and hope for them. That is it. That's the top. Follow Christ with your own faith.
所以我们想让人知道，我们自己也要确信，就是这两个孩子他是在跟随主耶稣，跟随神。
And then I'll say, do you want to know the other details? Where they work, where they live, how many children? Do you want to know those details? I'll be happy to share them with you.
然后当然我会说，你假如想要知道其他一些他的细节，我可以也跟你说。
I just want to tell good inquirers, we want our sons to follow the Lord, and the rest of their lives are just details.
所以我是觉得最重要的就是让我们的孩子能够跟随主。
And so we have children who have names, and we're reminded that they're a gift from the Lord.
所以我们知道我们的孩子都有一个名字，而且是他们是神赐给我们的礼物。
When God gives a child, it shows that He has a generous heart.
所以当神赐给我们孩子的时候，我们知道神是慷慨的神。
It shows that he has long-term vision for this child. He knows what he has for them.
因为神是有长远的眼光，他知道这个孩子成长的道路。
When he gives us this child, they are never to be seen as possessions or things.
这个孩子，不能说是一个东西或一个物件。
They're not property. They're not land. They're not money. They're not material possessions. They are humans made in God's image.
他们跟房子、跟地、跟钱财都完全不一样。他是照着神的形象和样式创造的。
So the gift is like a gift package that can be opened, and along with God, can be trained to have this child become godly. Because in Malachi, that's the goal: train children to be godly.
所以这神给我们这个礼物是可以打开，而且可以去接受并且培训这些孩子，让他按照合神的心意。
And brothers and sisters, when I say training, I am talking about intentional, sustained, God-dependent caring for this child's heart. It's deliberate, it's wise, it has actions that it helps the child be trained in the way that he or she should go.
当我说训练孩子用这个词的时候，我的意思是要刻意的、持续的，凡事依靠神的来养育这个孩子，让他们长大成人。
Peterson reminds all of the parents that no child is just a child.
彼得森这个作者他也说，孩子不仅仅是一个孩子。
Every child is a creation in whom God intends to do something glorious and great.
每个孩子都是神所创造，而且为了神的荣耀去做伟大的事情。
So he gives the example of a young man who wanted, no, a young man whose father wanted him to become a financial accountant.
所以他举了一个例子，就是只提到一个人，他的父亲是特别想让他成为一个会计师。
But this little boy's Sunday school teacher, I'm sorry, page 8. Yeah, yeah.
他说这个是一个年轻的孩子，他的主日学老师跟他说。
The Sunday school teacher urged the little boy to consider Christian ministry.
主日学的老师跟着孩子说，你能不能考虑做基督教这个事工。
So the little boy, he did consider Christian ministry, and God called him to Christian ministry.
这个孩子真的考虑了，而且他听到了神的呼召。
So he received this training, he became dedicated, he began to preach with great power and clarity.
他就去受这方面的造就，最后就做这个全日的侍奉，而且他非常是有恩赐。
As a pastor, he wrote at least 15 Christian books, many articles, and many pamphlets.
这是一个牧师，他写了15本书，还写了其他文章和福音手册。
He was a great and faithful pastor in Christ's name.
他是一个非常忠心的一个牧师。
So, brother, the world lost an accountant.
所以弟兄姊妹们，好像这个世界少了一个会计师。
But the kingdom of God gained.
但是我们的神却得到了。
A pastor who, through his writings and teaching, influenced many lives for the Lord.
但是神却得到了这样一个忠心的牧师，他去教导人，去领人归主。
The earthly father lost his son as an accountant.
这个孩子的父亲，在世的父亲，好像失去了他对这个孩子原来的期望。
But the heavenly father had a kingdom worker.
但是我们属天的父亲却得到了一个这个神国里的一个做工的人。
And we know that the kingdom work, if done well, will last forever.
我们知道。神国的工人所做的工是有永恒的价值。
And carefully, the accounting work which needs to be done.
当然，我不是说会计工作不重要。
Especially during tax time.
特别是在这个要报税的季节。
It's an honorable profession.
这是一个非常令人尊敬的一个职业。
But that boy did not serve here; he served in the kingdom of God. That's what happened when the parents had one view, and God had another call on that boy's life.
但是这个孩子顺服了神的呼召，就去做这个事工。所以有的时候父母跟孩子他们的愿望和想法不一样。
Now, when we used to go to mainland China during the summers and would take teams to teach English,
我们夏天的时候有时候去中国大陆去教英文。
On our teams were bright, many Chinese American students from good universities. They would come with us.
在我们这个短宣队里边，有不少是在这边出生的，会说中文的，长大的一些就是华人学生、大学生。
And I can see their faces now, and I can remember them easily by name.
我还能清楚地记得他们的名字和人。
And we were together ministering in English with nurses and teachers and doctors in China.
我跟这些人一起在教那些护士、医生，很多人英文的时候。
So in 6 weeks together, traveling, working together, eating meals, we got to know each other fairly well.
总共有六个多星期我们在一起。
And because my wife and I were not their parents,
因为我和我的太太呢不是他们的父母。
Sometimes they would share their hearts with us.
他们有的时候就跟我们诉说他们的心声。
And I'll never forget some of these conversations.
我永远不会忘记我们他们的一些谈话。
Some of them said, "We feel enormous pressure." From our parents to become this or this or this, we feel it. We feel it.
那些有的学生跟我分享说，他们从父母那里，有觉得有巨大的压力，他们必须做这样的一个专业或者方向。
And they wanted to honor their parents.
他们需要让他的父母开心。
So sometimes they went down that track and became what their parents wanted them to become.
所以他们就去学这个专业，一直这样学下去。
And there was sometimes in some a sadness.
但是我在他们的语言里，我听到了一些。
Because they probably realized they would never necessarily find out who they really were and what they were really called to. There was a sadness in their eyes.
他们 有些沮丧或者悲哀，因为他们其实没有自己能有能力去选择他们的方向。
I'm just reminding us again.
所以我想提醒各位，
Children are a gift from the Lord.
儿女是神赐给我们的礼物。
He really has his plans for them.
神对每个孩子都有他自己的计划。
He knows who they are. He knows what spiritual gifts he's going to give them.
他知道这些孩子，知道要赐给这些孩子的属灵的礼物。
They can serve him in a secular career. Of course they can.
这些孩子当然可以在世上有一份工作。
But some may have a call to Christian service.
但是有些神会呼召他们去做全日的事工。
And it is the wise set of parents who will inquire before the Lord, who is this child and what do you want this child to become?
所以有智慧的父母就要在神的面前来向神祷告和祈求。
So we go back to the parents are to train their children in godly living.
所以我们就回到父母的责任，就是要训练这个孩子，让他成为一个敬虔的人。
So they can hear the voice of the Lord themselves without other voices.
所以让这些孩子自己能听到神的呼召。
They can hear the call of God for themselves, and then they may have help confirming it, but they can hear the voice of the Lord because you've trained them to be godly. They can hear the voice of the shepherd.
因为父母不断地在训练这些孩子，让他们敬虔。他们往往自己能听到从神来的这些声音和呼召。
So brothers and sisters, I'm keeping my eye on the clock. We're doing very well. We come into a picture now, and it talks about arrows in the hand of a warrior. Arrows in the hand of a warrior.
今天的经文里呢，讲到剑，还有讲到拿剑的人。
Okay, now if you know me well, if I see a chance to illustrate something, I take it.
大家知道我的习惯就是我只要能够给大家示范，我一定会给大家示范。
So my friend is a bow hunter, my very good friend at church.
我有一个朋友，他是用弓箭去打猎的。
This is a quiver. That's where you put your arrows, right?
这就是一个箭鞘。
It's a quiver. You don't see this very often.
里面放箭的。
Hunters are usually they shoot with rifles with scopes, and the game usually has no chance.
一般去打猎都是用步枪，还带着瞄准镜。
But a bow hunter has to be really good hunter in order to get close enough with the bow and shoot the animal. So you have to be a really good hunter, and you need a good quiver that holds your stuff.
但是用弓箭的猎手，他是非常有技能的，因为他要离这个猎物非常的近，而且非常的安静，要有技巧。
And the word says that children are like arrows. They're like arrows in the hand of a hunter. Okay?
今天的经文其实就在说，这个儿女就像一个弓箭手里的这个弓箭。
So, let me ask you a question. Is this an arrow?
我问大家，这个是不是一个箭？
Can you kill a deer with this?
你拿这个可以射杀一个鹿。
You can whack the deer. The deer is not going to die. This is a stick. It's not an arrow.
所以大家都很清楚，
right?
这只是一根棍子，不是一个箭。
So if you put all your hunting gear on, you go out there, and you see a deer, and you pull this out, and you get your bow, you may as well go home.
他说你在看到一头鹿，假如用这个去打的话，
Nothing's、
你什么也打不着。
Gonna, yeah. Nothing's going to happen. The deer is going to probably laugh if he sees you. This is not a well-trained arrow.
所以这个不是一个好的一个箭。
Now, to get to be a good hunter, you have to practice. Probably, yeah, you do have to practice. And let me show you another one. You can't take a stick and just put some feathers on it and hope that the feathers will guide the flight.
这个呢，多了点东西，后面有羽毛，看上去更像一个箭，但是不是箭。
If the deer sees this, it'll probably laugh again. This is useless.
所以一个鹿要是看到这个箭，会笑你。
Now, I don't want to push too far, but if these are children, and the goal is to make them into powerful arrows, then something's not quite right. Somebody's not working with these sticks to make them arrows. The training's not there. The sculpturing's not there, okay? I love it. This is a good brother. Sometimes he doesn't know what I'm going to say. So by faith, he follows me. And you should be very glad you're not here. Okay? Now, here's a better arrow. It has the feathers, which when it flies will help stabilize the wind.
后面这个羽毛, 让它能够平衡飞的时候,
it's nice and light.
也不是很重,
and it has a kind of a metal tip. I don't think if you shoot a deer with this, you will kill it. You'll hurt it, but they'll probably run off. Okay?
这个鹿可能受伤,
what is this for?
这个是有什么作用呢?
Practice.
这是练习的箭。
It helps you practice. So you shoot practice arrows to get better and better at the shot. Because when you're hunting with a bow, you don't have a lot of shots during the day. You might have one or two shots. You need to make a good shot. Okay?
这个是你们练习的箭，因为你要练习要很多很多次， 在实际的遇到 路以后你只要你其实只能射一个箭。
Okay, if you have children, the Bible says that if God gives you lots of arrows, you're blessed. You have lots of children to work with. You're very blessed.
这里经文里讲到，你的箭鞘里假如满了箭，就是你有很多这些儿女的话，你就会非常的幸福。
It doesn't say if you only have a few children, you're not godly.
当然不是说你有一两个孩子你就
It's not about numbers. It's not numbers.
不是因为数字。
But if he gives you lots of children,
但如果神赐给你很多的儿女,
he says, then your quiver is full.
那么你的箭鞘就是满的。
And it implies that in your old age, if you run into enemies, they can be really helpful with your enemies.
也就是说，当你年老的时候遇到
They can really be helpful. So these are the arrows. These are the kids that are trained. They have the right equipment, and they need to be practiced. They need to be put into practice so they can fly very accurately to the target. Just train. Use the training arrows. Okay.
所以这是练习的箭，你看有很多，所以要让这些孩子们不断的在练习。
Okay. Now, there's always. There's always a kid who receives the training of the parents very well.
所以, 一定有孩子已经受到了父母很好的这个训练。
They cooperate, they learn the ways of the Lord. They might rebel a little bit, but in the way they're living, they are following the Lord and they're getting trained to follow Him. Okay?
他们听父母的这个教导，然后呢。 很顺服，然后得到了很多属灵的这个训练。
Okay, now brothers and our sisters, here is a hunting arrow.
这就是一个真的打猎用的箭。
It's very light.
它非常的轻巧。
It has plastic feathers, so it doesn't matter if it gets wet, and this will stabilize again the hunting arrow as it flies through the air.
这后面的羽毛是用这种塑料，不会受湿。
And the tip, you can't see it necessarily. It has four razors.
这个头是非常锋利，有四个这个刀锋。
Very sharp razors on the end.
非常的锋利。
And my friend has told me he shot a deer. His wife loves him when he brings home a deer.
And 我有个朋友，他很会打猎。他
There's at least 100 pounds of very good lean meat. At least.
当他能打到一头鹿的时候，他的太太非常的开心。
So his wife likes to see him go bow hunting.
所以, 他的太太希望他去打猎。
When he uses, he has five of these. He carries five. He's no longer practicing. He's trained himself. He shoots. He practices. He takes his arrows out. He starts to hunt in the forests.
所以我这个朋友他就带五根这个箭，他不需要再练习训练了，他就到森林里去打猎。
If you can picture a football field,
大家可以想象一个就是橄榄球场那么大。
The last deer he shot about 4 months ago, when he pulled his bow back, and he had lined up the deer, and he let it fly, this arrow arrived at the deer within a half a second. It was 120 feet away from him, And it struck that it was, you could hardly see the arrow go. It was so, so swift and so accurate.
四月份的时候他说四个月之前他去打猎，他跟我说他就用这个箭瞄准100多尺的一个鹿，只要这个射出去的时候只有0.5秒钟就到了那个鹿。
It's trained and designed to accomplish a mission, which in this case is to strike an animal and bring it down.
这个箭是专门设计，就是把这样一头鹿能够射杀。
I'd like to tell you that when I pray for my sons, I pray that they won't be practice arrows.
我告诉大家，我在祷告。我说我的儿女
，They're nice, yeah. How come they look good? They're nice.
我的儿女不要只停留在这个练习的这个箭。
I don't pray for my children to be good-looking arrows.
我祷告我的孩子们不是单单成为这种好像很好看的这个练习的箭。
I'm not even going to pray for my grandchildren to be good-looking arrows.
我为我的孙子孙女祷告，也让他们不要成为这种好看的这个练习的箭。
I'm going to pray for their parents that the parents, my sons, will train their children to be godly and equipped to do a mission in their life that God has called them to, which is among other things, reaching the lost.
我是告诉我的儿女，让他们告诉他们的儿女，让他们的儿女能够成为一个训练好的一个箭。能够到神的职场里去，去得到那些世上的灵魂。
The well-trained child has a great chance to be godly in his or her marriage.
一个受到很好训练的一个孩子，在他的婚姻生活里会有得到神的保守。
They can be well-trained and then on their own, and they can be good parents, and they can be good effective Christians.By that I mean Christians who embrace the body of Christ, Christians who find their place in the body of Christ, Christians who come to the body of Christ with a mindset to serve the body with the gifts that God has given them. Useful, trained people.
受到这种很好训练的这些儿女，当他们长大独立的时候，他们可以成为很好的父母，也可以在教会里和基督教事工里成为很好的这个事工，来为神国能够做各种各样的这种事工。
I think that untrained children or children who aren't really trained in the Lord, they can be really kind of dangerous sticks.
但是对那些没有受过训练的这些孩子们，就像这些粗制滥造的箭一样，有的时候是非常的危险。
They can go through their life if they're not trained, never knowing who they are or what they're supposed to do. I know people like that. You know people like that.
这儿女可能长大，到长大了，他们还不知道他们是谁，他们应该做什么。
But well-trained children will be in some ways very useful in the Lord's hands and very lethal. They can do the job that He's called them to do.
一个被很好训练的一个孩子。在神的手里，他是非常有用的，而且能够做神的工。
And let me just remind you, parents, I'm a parent like you, that the children that we have, our sons, yes, they may in our older age, they may comfort us and help us. They may do that. They might do that. They may do that. But I hope not to the level that they hurt their family. So that's a balance.Balance again.
所以我也做父，我也是父母，我也提醒大家，你们做父母的，我们这些孩子，在他长大成人以后，就是他们如果受到很好的训练，可以成为我们的帮助或者帮手。
Yeah, yeah. And brothers, I say this kindly, children.Are not to be raised primarily to be, and I'll say it, insurance policies for their parents.
我也想提醒大家，就是孩子们不是说是让父母老年以后好像你有这一个有一个保险。
Now they may want to be insurance for you. They may want to help you. They may want to do this. And if they do, wonderful.
他们可能非常非常想来帮你。 可能一直想来照顾你，好像成为你一个保险。
But the goal was not to raise them to take care of you. That was not the main goal, right?
但是父母，养育孩子的目的不是想让他们，等我们老了以后，他们能来照顾我们。
Your job was to train them to hear the Lord, to love Him, and to embrace the plan that He has for them, and the rest will take care in God's economy. They'll be taken care of. You as parents will be taken care of. God has us. We do not have to go to sleep worried.
我们做父母的养育孩子的目的是让他们跟神有关系，他们能听到神的声音，跟随神。
And so it says, how blessed is the person whose quiver is full of children. And I'd say full of well-trained, godly children. How blessed is the man and woman.
第五节里讲到箭袋充满的人便为有福。那我就要说这个受过，你假如有受过很好训练的敬虔的孩子，那你就是非常有福。
And it says they won't be ashamed.He won't be ashamed when he speaks with his enemies or when he has to go to court because he will know his family and his children, they are also with him and they give him strength and confidence.
这里讲到在和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
Let me ask you the last question and then I'm going to end.
所以我要问大家最后一个问题。
How many parents do I have in here?
我们这里有哪些是做父母的？
Whoa, 太多了。How many grandparents do I have in here?
有多少是已经有做爷爷奶奶的？
Is that fun? Is being a grandparent fun? Is it fun? Lots of fun. We have six. Really good fun. They know we're not the parents. Our grandkids, they know we're not the parents. So we can be calmer and funnier and looser. We're not the parents, and they know that.
孙女知道我们跟父母不一样，比较惯他们可能。
But here's the question. Do any new parents ever know what they're in for in the parenting journey?
我的问题就是你们我们做父母的知道未来的一切吗？
And the answer is they know some things.
这个答案可能是我们知道一些可能。
They've read or they've listened to people or they've watched others. They know something about parenting, right?
我们知道好像怎么样养育孩子。
Do you think God's ever going to show them the whole plan before they get there? Do you think He's going to do that?
我们有办法知道神给这孩子的完整的计划吗？
Why not?
为什么没有呢？
Because He wants us to walk by faith in Him for the unseen.
因为神是想让我们，神把这些事隐藏起来，要让我们和我们的孩子凭着信心走。
He won't show you that maybe this kid's going to get leukemia. He won't show you that right away.
比如说他可能没有告诉你这个孩子会得这个白血病。
He reminds us he wants us to trust him in all parts of life, good and bad.
但是他是要我们不论什么样的处境顺利的或者不顺利的都要来依靠他。
He says in his word, rain falls on the just and the unjust.
圣经里有说神降雨在义人和歹人身上。
Can you imagine if rain fell only on non-Christian homes? And they began to watch. All the Christian homes have no rain.
如果说神只降雨给那些不是基督徒的，基督徒的住的地方都没有雨，会一个什么样子？
If they recognize that God was favoring strongly, they probably want to become a Christian.If they needed rain at their home.
对，如果反过来的话，那么很多人可能就想要成为基督徒，是不是？
And you can say cancer falls on the just and the unjust.
当你同样也可以说，生病、癌症会发生在正义的人身上，有罪的和无罪的人身上都有。
But when the fiery trials come, the word says, don't be afraid.And don't be surprised.
当这些困难和试炼来临的时候，神告我们不要恐慌。
No parent ever fully knows what's ahead of the children's lives, not the whole story, never.
所以父母不可能知道孩子们的未来。
That part is a mystery known only to God.
那个事情是隐秘的事，是属于我们神的。
What he wants is to train the children in those formative years. Keep praying for them.
我们的责任，做父母的责任，就是要为孩子们祷告。
And trust him to guide them and to protect them and to care for them.
相信神能够来保护，来引导我们的孩子。
And I'd like to remind anybody who are empty nesters here, children are gone. I want to remind those of us who are empty nesters.
如果你们中间有已经是空巢的人。
And I want to remind those of us who are already, Social Security says we're already retired.
或者是已经是退休了，好像可以拿那个叫什么金，退休金。
Yeah. I don't think you can find the word retirement in the Bible. I don't think you can. If you can, give me a call. I'll give you my text number. Call me. Tell me where the verse is.
但在圣经里好像我找不到退休这个字。
The only time,
你要找到的话告诉我。
The only time I see retirement is when the priests at 55 were supposed to stop their priestly duties. I look and look and I don't see anybody. I don't see an age where they say, okay, you can retire now. I don't see that. If you know where it is, come see me. Quickly.
所以圣经里我真是找不到这个字。你们要是找到退休这个字来告诉我。
But I want to share with you as I end.My wife and I are in a position where we can retire, whatever that means, retire.
我和我的太太目前的处境其实就是可以退休了。
My greatest godly mentors never retired from Christian service. They never stopped serving the Lord. They never stopped.
但是
They just didn't stop. They just kept going.
Granddad?他的祖父一直就没有退休，一直在服侍神。
So, I choose the word when people ask me, Lawan, are you retired?
所以当有人问我，你退休了吗？
I know that question's coming. I know it's coming.
我知道我有人会问我这个问题。
I say to them, no, no, I am repositioning.
我的回答是没有退休，我只是在被重新的定位。
You're not retired. What does that mean? You're repositioning, and I'll say my wife and I are repositioning for the opportunities that we now have that the Lord wants to give us.
所以呢，我跟他们说，我不是退休，我是重新的定位，等待神给我们一个另外一个位置。
This is our 33rd year with OMF ministry, but I don't have to travel like I used to.I don't have to build conferences like I used to. I don't have to mobilize, recruit. I don't have to do some of those things. So now we have a different opportunity to serve him. We're asking him, who should we spend time with and what are the best activities now?
我在这个福音机构已经服侍了33年，那么有很多的成长，所以现在我不需要做这些去飞很远的地方啊。或者做很累的活，现在我就可以做一些辅导或者跟神更亲近的一些事。
So we are repositioning, not retiring.
所以我们在重新定位，不是退休。
And one of the things I heard from the Lord in our sabbatical was this.
所以我有一次听到一个说法。
He convinced me, if any Chinese church invites you to preach,
如果有任何中文教会来请你去讲道，
走吧 ，go，
你就一定要去。
Until he says don't go, I'm probably going to still keep coming if I get invited.
除非神告我不要来，但是我一定会来。
Thank you for listening today.
谢谢大家。